5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Don't know why, and till this day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
We'll be right back. If you had to guess why she left you alive, what would be your guess?
Guessing won't be necessary. She informed me. She said I could keep my wicked life for two reasons.
As I said before, I've allowed you to keep your wicked life for two reasons. And the second reason is so you can tell him in person everything that happened here tonight. I want him to witness the extent of my mercy by witnessing your deformed body. I want you to tell him all the information you just told me. I want him to know what I know. I want him to know. I want him to know. And I want them all to know. They'll all soon be as dead as a wren.
Looked dead, didn't I? Well, I wasn't. But it wasn't from lack of trying, I can tell you that. Actually, Bill's last bullet put me in a coma. a coma I was to lie in for 4 years. When I woke up, I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge. I roared, and I rampaged, and I got bloody satisfaction. I've killed a hell of a lot of people to get to this point, but I have only one more. The last one. The one I'm driving to right now. The only one left. And when I arrive at my destination, I am gonna kill Bill.
Upon a time in China, some believe around the year 1003, head priest of the White Lotus Clan, Pai Mei, was walking down a road and contemplating whatever it is that a man of Pai Mei's infinite powers would contemplate, which is another way of saying who knows, when a Shaolin monk appeared on the road, traveling. traveling in the opposite direction. As the monk and the priest crossed paths, Pai Mei, in a practically unfathomable display of generosity, gave the monk the slightest of nods. The nod was not returned. Now, was it the intention of the Shaolin monk to insult Pai Mei, or did he just fail to see the generous social gesture? The motives of the monk remain unknown. What is known were the consequences. The next morning, Pai Mei appeared at the Shaolin temple and demanded of the temple's head abbot that he offer Pai Mei his neck to repay the insult. The abbot at first tried to console Pai Mei, only to find Pai Mei was inconsolable. So began the massacre of the Shaolin Temple and all 60 of the monks inside at the Fists of the White Lotus. And so began the legend of Pai Mei's five-point palm exploding heart technique.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in 10 with a satisfied mind. Once I was winning in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended and my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones believe there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in 10 with a satisfied mind.
Now, when it comes to you and us, I have a few unanswered questions. So, before this tale of bloody revenge reaches its climax, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to tell me the truth. However, therein lies a dilemma. Because when it comes to the subject of me, I believe you are truly and utterly incapable of telling the truth, especially to me, and least of all, to yourself. And when it comes to the subject of me, I am truly and utterly incapable of believing anything you say.
How do you suppose we solve this dilemma?
Well, it just so happens I have a solution.
Ah!
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, my name's Chris Earle. I hope you're enjoying Tarantino Radio. I did a show called Watch This with Chris Earle, all movie soundtracks and talks about movies. I just figured I'd play the soundtracks for you today. So I got all nine of the Quentin Tarantino soundtracks. We just got done with Kill Bill Volume 2. We had Volume 1. We had Jackie Brown. We had Pulp Fiction. And we started off with Reservoir Dogs. The next one, after Kill Bill, is a little-known one from Grindhouse, probably the least popular of the nine Quentin Tarantino movies. Still pretty good, still pretty twisted, good soundtrack. It is Death Proof here on Tarantino Radio, here with you today until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford.
So what's your name, Icy?
Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike's your name.
You ask anybody.
Hey, Warren. Who is this guy?
Stuntman Mike.
And who the hell is Stuntman Mike?
He's Stuntman.
Stay close by me and hold tight, sing and shout, just wrap around the pound and hold tight, shut your eyes, girl, you shut me up for say, I, forget the other guys, you'll never fall, each time you call, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. chef, just wrap around the cabin, hold tight, catch a rest, can you set me up for Zaya?
Sugar Lord, I want my 41. staggerly when walking through the mud and through the sand. Since I feel mistreated this morning, I could kill most any man. Tell it in lies, told staggerly, please don't take my life. I got three helpless children, one poor pitiful wife. Don't care nothing about your children and nothing about your wife. You done mistreated me, Billy, and I'm bound to take your life. He shot him three times in the shoulder, Lord. Shot him three times in the side. Well, the last time he shot him caused Billy Lyons to die. Stagger Lee told Mrs. Billy, you don't believe your man is dead? Come on into the ballroom, see the hole I shot in his head. The high sheriff told the deputy, get your pistols and come with me. We got to go arrest the bad man known as Stagger Lee. The deputies took the pistols, they laid them on the shelf. If you want that bad man Stagger Lee, you have to arrest him yourself. The high sheriff asked the bartender, who can that bad man be? Speak softly, said the bartender, that bad man Stagger Lee. He touched old Stack on the shoulder, say, Stack, why do you run? I don't run white folk when I got my 41. The hangman put the mask on, tied his hands behind his back, sprung the trap on Stagger Lee, but his neck refused to crack. The hangman, he got frightened, said, Chief, you see how it be? I can't hang this man, Lord, you better set him free. $300 funeral, $1,000 hearse, satisfaction undertaker put Stack on down in the earth. Stagger Lee, he told the devil, say, come on and have some fun. You stick me with your pitchfork and I'll shoot you with my 41. Stagger Lee took the pitchfork and he laid it on the shelf. He said, stand back, Tom Devil, Lord, I'm gonna rule hell by myself.
I've been misled and I've been afraid. I've been hit in the head and left for dead. I've been abused and I've been accused. I've been refused a piece of bread. But I ain't never in my life before seen so many love affairs go wrong as I do today. I want you to stop, find out what's wrong, get it right, or just leave love alone. Because the love you saved today may very well be your own. Listen to me, I've been pushed around, I've been lost and found. I've been given till sundown to get out of town. I've been taken outside and I've been brutalized. And I had to always be the one to smile and apologize, but I ain't never in my life before seen so many love affairs go wrong as I do today. Ooh, so stop, find out what's wrong, get it right, or please leave love alone, because the love you save today may very well be your own.
haven't got one. Just closing your eyes so you can see. So you can see. No, really, I don't care what they say, it's so easy.
We had a number of selections there from Death Proof, which was Quentin Tarantino's sixth movie, I guess, because Kill Bill 1 was the fourth and 2 was the fifth. Grindhouse was a movie that had two movies in it. There was Death Proof, and there was also the Robert Rodriguez movie. The hell was it called? Planet Terror. Yeah, Planet Terror. That's what it was. Anyway, we're doing all Quentin Tarantino movie soundtracks. That was Death Proof. We had Girl Trouble in there. I'm sorry, Chick Habit, It's So Easy, Jeepster, Love You Say May Be Your Own, Stagger Lee, Baby It's You, Hold Tight. And we started off with Kurt Russell and Rose McGowan. And Quentin Tarantino with a little dialogue there from Death Proof. Stuntman Mike. Let's keep it moving. This next one starts out Inglourious Basterds here on Tarantino Radio, a.k.a. Watch This with Chris Earle, a.k.a. Time Travel with Chris Earle, sometimes known as Triple Play with Chris Earle. And I did the big 80s with Chris Earle. I did Suckin' in the 70s with Chris Earle and other things. But today I'm doing this. Let's play two from Olivia Newton-John before we go back to the Quentin Tarantino soundtracks. I think that would be nice. There's Olivia Newton-John with Vincent Vega himself, John Travolta singing You're the One That I Want from Grease from 1978. Just a great, great movie. And I was a young tyke when I saw that in the theaters, and it was wildly anticipated because it was a Broadway musical that did really, really well. And I remember going to see that in the movie theater with my stepfather at the time, and my mom and my brothers, and we really enjoyed that. And Olivia Newton-John just blew up from there. She had a couple of hits. She started out in 1971 with a minor hit that went to number 25 on the Billboard. And then she had a few country hits along the way. And then she did Grease, and she blew up. Let's do one more from Olivia Newton-John. This one was playing on HBO all the time back in the early 80s. It's from 1980. It's from Xanadu. It's the title track to Xanadu. Actually, I'm going to play Magic, too. So I'm going to play three from Olivia Newton-John, and then I'll get back to the Tarantino soundtracks, and then maybe we'll do a little more Olivia Newton-John at the end of those other Quentin Tarantino soundtracks. She passed away at the age of 73 from breast cancer day before yesterday, I believe. And I always liked Olivia Newton-John. I just thought she was super classy. And she was living with breast cancer for years and years, and it's just very sad. You know, it's always sad when somebody goes. And I had a couple of losses this week as well. So, you know, call your friends, call the people that are important to you, because you never know when they're going to be gone. And be nice to one another. It's not that hard. Anyway, Quentin Tarantino Radio coming back. This is a little mini tribute to Olivia Newton-John. Good old Fig Newton-John. I shouldn't make fun of her. She was pretty hot.
Xanadu. living all your dreams.